This is VOA News.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. On the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington, thousands gathered at the Lincoln Memorial, capping a week of outrage over another police shooting of a black man. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
We're tired!
The speakers included families of victims, like Jacob Blake's father, who says America has two systems of justice.
The black system ain't doing so well.
George Floyd's brother says the nation demands change, and it's coming.
It's happening right now.
For Breonna Taylor's mom, though, change will come election day.
We have to stand together. We have to vote.
Decades after his dad led the original March on Washington, Martin Luther King III called on all Americans to do their part peacefully.
I ask you to pledge, as my father and John Lewis did, to get into good trouble.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The death toll from Hurricane Laura more than doubled Friday to at least 14 as communities began cleaning up along the devastated Louisiana coastline, where hundreds of thousands of people were still without power or water. The dead included five people killed by fallen trees and one person who drowned in a boat. Eight people also died from carbon monoxide poisoning due to unsafe operation of generators. Lead forecaster Patrick Burke at the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says as Laura moves east, it will bring rain to the mid-Atlantic.
In the next couple of days, there will be bursts of heavy thunderstorms with kind of tropical downpours. And some of this moving through mountainous terrain, you know, in eastern Tennessee, western North Carolina, parts of Virginia, where they're prone to flash flooding.
The National Weather Service says tornadoes and flooding are possible as the depression moves east. Laura could become a tropical storm again this weekend when it hits the Atlantic Ocean. This is VOA News. Japan's longest-serving Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said on Friday he was resigning because of poor health, ending a stint at the helm of the world's third-largest economy. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Japanese leader Shinzo Abe resigned on Friday over health issues that have grown worse. Abe is Japan's longest-serving prime minister and has for years battled ulcerative colitis, an inflammatory bowel disease. Two recent hospital visits within a week sparked speculation as to whether he could stay in his job as prime minister until September next year, when his term as leader of the Liberal Democracy Party ends. This is actually Abe's second term as prime minister. He resigned in 2007, citing health reasons, and after a year of scandals, then he returned in 2012. Abe's recently seen his support fall to one of the lowest levels of his nearly 8 years in office, under fire for his handling of the novel coronavirus pandemic and more scandals among party members. Abe's resignation will trigger a leadership race in the party, the winner of which must be formally elected in parliament.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. German doctors treating Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for a suspected poisoning said Friday the dissident is still in an induced coma, but his condition is stable and his symptoms are improving. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Some positive news on Friday for Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's family and supporters after his spokeswoman said his condition was improving. He remains in a medically induced coma and continues to receive treatment at a Berlin hospital, but now his representatives are saying there is no serious threat to his life. The Putin opponent was airlifted to Germany last week after collapsing during a flight on his way back to Moscow. Doctors there have said that tests they've done indicate Navalny was poisoned, but the Kremlin called the claims inconclusive and saw no need for an investigation. Germany's foreign minister also said on Friday that it would be ready to impose sanctions if Russia state agencies were found to have been involved in any poisoning.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. U.S. consumers increased their spending by just under 2% in July, the third straight monthly gain. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
According to the Commerce Department report, income jumped 0.4 points in July after declining the prior 2 months. Although unemployment remains high and businesses are uncertain about when the health crisis will be solved, the economy is likely expanding again. Home and auto sales have been strong, and stock prices have set record highs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.